This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Well, an epic fight is getting ready to break out, Lee.
Okay.
This is over who will run the DC office. The Attorney General's office in D.C. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Senator Tom Tillis, who is really a Democrat, but he runs as a Republican out of North Carolina. He's a senator, is withholding support for President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Attorney for D.C., an incredibly powerful district. It's where they run a lot of the lawfare out of. And Trump had already picked one. Ed Martin, he is a former attorney for January 6th political dissidents, and he's running the place. Well, that was a recess appointment, so it can only go 120 days. And if the Senate doesn't pick somebody to replace him, then guess who can? Judge Jeb Boasberg.
Great.
That guy. The one who... despite being one of 12 judges, gets all of the Trump cases.
Yeah, funny how that happens.
In complete defiance of like math, odds. I mean, this guy ought to play the sweepstakes. He wins every time. He's profoundly corrupt, that's why. His entire family is receiving federal money from NGOs in some form, including his wife, his daughter, who works for one, his sister and brother-in-law. They're all on the NGO gravy train. In fact, his brother and sister-in-law are, they actually have an NGO that gives money out to other Democrat NGOs. So the whole family, this is how the guy lives in a $1.2 million mansion, in case you're wondering. It's on a $224,000 salary. It's his wife getting the federal NGO money. So this guy's totally owned. He's going to do what they want. And that's the guy who could even potentially, they're saying, appoint former special counsel Jack Smith to run the D.C. office. What would that mean? Mm-hmm. Lawfare will resume.
Yeah.
Instead of what is going on now under Ed Martin. Here's what Breitbart writes. The powerful U.S. attorney's office in D.C. has two roles which make it one of the most powerful perches in the American legal system. But one of them is the DC special status, which, you know, serves as a role similar to a local district attorney, but also the traditional prosecutor. So they're over basically the DC scene and anything that happens there. So it's a great place from which to persecute your political enemies in Congress and instill terror in anybody who opposes your agenda. This is why Congress is so cowed. This is a very, very important seat. Okay. After taking over, Breitbart writes, Martin wasted no time turning the office's resources toward prosecuting violent crime in D.C., which was allowed to fester. But the office's second role is the reason Martin has instilled fear in the Washington establishment. Martin has shifted the focus of the office, the most powerful U.S. attorney's office, to corruption within the federal government. So, in other words, the people burning down Tesla dealerships and their leaders. Instead of spending millions targeting everyday Americans like pro-life advocates, practicing Catholics, and school board protesting parents, Martin is pursuing criminals who have enriched themselves off the taxpayers, committed voter fraud, and other serious crimes, and he is doing so not just in Washington, but across the globe. Quote, I have cases that I'm working on, that my office is working on, that are all over the world because we have jurisdiction because of the way either an entity is based in D.C., or an American is overseas and has some connection to Washington. So that's why that office is so powerful. Again, what are we seeing here? This is the slow walking by the Republicans of Trump's agenda, just as they did under Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell in the first Trump term, in which he lost the first 2 years of his term. Not to Democrats, but to Republicans. So guess whose turn it is now? Senator Tom Tillis is said to be blocking Martin's nomination on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know him very well because I covered him as a reporter going back to when he was a state legislator in North Carolina and then the Speaker of the House of North Carolina. I'm here to tell you he is a profoundly corrupt individual who's a hardcore leftist. He just happened to run out of an area in Charlotte area where he needed to be a Republican. He is not one of us and he never has been. And so I'm not surprised that Tillis he's also very much for sale, by the way. You can purchase him for a price.
See, that's just what I was thinking. It's like, okay, let's do the deal. What does he want?
What does he want? Yeah, and I think Trump's probably calling Tillis and doing that. But Trump is really, really frustrated with him, so much so that he went on a True Social rant last night. Because literally, again, Boasberg, if all Tillis has to do is block this guy, Boasberg gets the appointment, it's going to be as if Biden's in office and lawfare is in vogue again. I mean, this is just, Trump writes, Ed Martin is going through the approval process to be a U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. According to many, but in particular, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his approval is imperative in terms of doing all that we can to save lives and make America healthy again. Wait, stop. That's an interesting statement. Why is he saying that Ed Martin is key to the MAHA agenda? Right? Isn't that where lawfare is conducted out of? What's been the big push the last few days? That they're gradually letting us know Tulsi Gabbard, in partnership with RFK, what are they saying? We're going to block gain of function research. And we're investigating Fauci. We're looking at Fauci's crimes. We're looking at where did COVID really come from? And that interview with Tulsi Gabbard probably terrified people in D.C. because she said, we're not going to just stop at Wuhan. We're going to stop at the Wuhan lab, which is where all of the reports have come out of. Oh, hey, it came out of Wuhan. Yeah, just me. Okay, well, yeah, cool. How'd it get there? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Yeah, we don't want to talk about the University of Chapel Hill. We don't want to talk about Fort Detrick. We don't want to talk about the Pentagon, which is exactly what we need to talk about. And she said, we're looking at the U.S. government role. There are people freaking out over the weekend because she said that. Because think about it. Congress passed legislation to declassify, right? Like all of our intel on COVID. And then Biden was in total violation of that law. And Trump is now because we don't have all the data, right? So Tulsi came out and said, hey, we're getting ready to put it out, but we're going to give you the rest of it. Or some of the rest of it. In other words, we're looking at the U.S. government's role, is what she said. So when he's talking about, according to many, Robert F. Kennedy, we need Ed Martin. What? He's talking about gain of function. He's talking about the crime of the century, which was the creation of COVID and its passing to our worst enemy on earth, Chinese government, with which who knows, killed millions. This is a passion for Ed. More so than for almost anyone I have ever seen. One of the reasons that I was so successful in winning the 2024 presidential election is my commitment to health and making Americans healthy again. The cost of chronic disease epidemics gotten out of control. And he goes on, he ties Ed Martin to a lot of that. We are going to take our country back and fast. Ed Martin will be a big player in doing so. And I hope that the Republican senators will make a commitment to his approval, which is now before them. Ed is coming up on a deadline for voting. And if approved, he will not let you down. When someday in the future you look back on your vote for Ed Martin, you will be very proud of what you have done for America and Americans' health. Make America great again. So, yeah, Ed Martin is definitely involved in all of that stuff. But as Breitbart writes, Lee, he is going after the fraud and the corruption in D.C. You know what else he's been investigating? Voter fraud.
Ah, there you go.
Voter fraud through voter registration. She's taken a particular interest in Michigan and the disappearance of all the data turned over to the FBI when, remember, we caught Democrat operatives turning in tens of thousands of fake registrations. So you can see why there are certain interests that definitely don't want Ed Martin around. Mm-hmm. So look, folks, this is just the day-to-day in our fight for the truth. We need the truth first, and then we need prosecutions. And we all wish it could go faster. But these are just the hang-ups that are exhausting, but that we have to go through to seize power, be able to seize the levers of power, which are still controlled by Democrats, and Tom Tillis in this case. So if you live in North Carolina, please give Tom Tillis's office a call and tell him to knock it off. You know what he's doing. You see what he's doing with Ed Martin. You're protecting the deep state. You're protecting criminals. You're probably protecting voter fraud, and you're protecting Democrats. And that's not a thing for a Republican senator to be doing. And he needs to allow a vote on Ed Martin. It's not his business to be holding this up. So, but you know what you're seeing, Lee, here? You're beginning to see the cracks in the relationship between Trump and Congress. And he doesn't want to blast them too publicly. And so he's being kind of positive here about Ed Martin because he needs them to get his big, beautiful bill through.
Yeah.
But still. By the way, City Journal this morning out with a pretty good article. I don't agree with all of it, but they're saying, look, if Trump can deport all these people, we don't need to be messing with the Alien Enemies Act. You know, we can. It's great. We can do it, but we should. We should use every lever we can. But he's saying, listen, the way to do it is for Trump's agenda to be funded. And we need to massively increase the funding for deportation, for more immigration judges to be appointed by Trump, for, you know, an expansion of the system. And they're saying, look, Trump can do this through rescission. It only takes 51 votes. Yeah. Can we get 51 votes in the Senate? I don't know. Can we get 51% of the vote in the House? Are these Republicans going to go squirrely? So you're beginning to see the relationship between Trump and these Republicans who are smiling for the camera but opposing his agenda through slow walking it. You're starting to see it crumble. That's okay. We needed to have this fight. So, but that's what's going on. Isn't it interesting how hard we have to fight at every single turn?
Oh, yeah. And it's just like you're having to fight on every single possible front.
Yeah. Just to seize control of offices and levers of power that the Democrats just walk in and take control of. This is the struggle to take control of the federal government and just to be able to appoint who you want as the head of the D.C. Circuit.
Well, it's because
as a Republican.
It's because the bureaucracy is already in, you know, encamped with those liberal progressives to begin with.
Yeah. It would be a bitter pill, though, to watch Judge Boasberg, who has already been slapped down by the Supreme Court, and they flat out said, you did not have jurisdiction to rule on the CECOT case, you know, on the sending Trunde Aragua to CECOT. He didn't, and he knew it. That's the thing. He should know it. He knows it. He knew he didn't have jurisdiction. That guy is going to appoint who's running D.C.? Heck, Biden might as well do it. Anybody heard from him lately?
Plug in the auto pin.
Yeah, really. So, all of that going on. But look, these are the fights we needed to have, and it was going to have to be, I mean, and we saw with Doge Lee practically hand-to-hand combat to take control of some of these agencies. In their case, actual hand-to-hand combat in some cases, where police had to be called to get them in the building. This is part of that. It's part of taking back, the levers of power. We still have a long way to go. I mean, we really need mass firings at the FBI. I'm thrilled to see we're going to have mass firings at the top of our military. That needs to happen. A lot of people were promoted because of their pro-Marxist political views. A lot of people were purged, competent people who should be at the helm of our military, for their pro-American views. So, I mean, all of that has to get fixed, and Trump's going as fast as he can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Two things happening simultaneously. Don't miss either of them. Trump signing an order banning gain of function research in foreign countries, particularly hostile foreign countries, because gain of function research can be used to kill millions of people. RFK, meanwhile, in a bombshell interview talking about this history, and particularly Fauci's history, and how they're investigating it. Folks, this is huge what's going on right now and between what Tulsi Gabbard announced last week and what RFK said yesterday. Okay, here's RFK laying out gain-of-function history. Gain-of-function is where you take a virus that's not very dangerous, like the kind that they harvest from those bat caves, and you teach it to do two things. You make it more deadly, and you teach it to jump from animals to humans, something that normally takes hundreds, if not thousands of years in nature, if it ever happens. You do both those things, and then it gets out, conveniently, into the population, which on Fauci's watch has happened not once, not twice, not three times, but count them, four times. COVID is only the most recent. Here's RFK explaining that history on Laura Ingraham.
As you pointed out, gain-of-function studies the kind of science that is designed to make microbes and pathogens more virulent, more transmissible, and more deadly. It was in this country, they started doing it in 1947, the military and the intelligence agencies, in order to develop bioweapons. In 1969, President Nixon banned it all, shut down Fort Detrick, shut down all the labs, and then signed the Bioweapons Convention. That ban lasted till 2001. And after the anthrax attacks, Anthony Fauci began, essentially restarted the arms race and the bioweapons arms race, and did it under the pretension of developing vaccines, because of the same science that you develop bioweapons and vaccines. In 2014, three of his bugs escaped, and 300 scientists wrote letters to President Obama asking him to shut down Anthony Fauci. President Obama declared a moratorium, but instead of shutting down his experiments, he moved them offshore, mainly to the Wuhan lab. And now, you know, the principal institutions of our government, the CIA, the FBI, the State Department, Department of Energy, all say that it is most likely that those experiments resulted in the COVID-19 pandemic in beginning in 2019.
You bet it did.
Oh, President Trump today moved to shut down this kind of research in this country and to stop funding it abroad.
So, folks, that is a history of Fauci most people don't know. It comes out of RFK's book on Fauci, which is quite a read, by the way, that Fauci had done this multiple times, weaponized bugs. They got out, they hurt, and they killed people. It had happened three times before COVID. It got to the point where Fauci, mad scientist, was so out of control that 300 prominent scientists asked Obama, look, you gotta, this guy's gonna kill us all. You gotta get control of him. So they went, we'll sneak it over to China. No one will notice. That right there, well, I'll let RFK tell you what he thinks is going on. And he said this on Laura Ingraham.
Do you think this is the reason that Anthony Fauci was given a pardon by Joe Biden, and that in some way is linked to this gain of function?
Well,
funding?
You know, I don't know what was going on in Joe Biden's head, but I think that Anthony Fauci probably asked for that pardon, knowing that he had some liabilities here that were more than reputational. They were legal liabilities.
Criminal. Liabilities. Yeah, it's the fourth time he's doing this. After a while, it gets super duper obvious. And anybody who's an honest actor looking at the history that RFK just laid out there is going to go after it. Like Tulsi Gabbard. This is what she threatened to do. Well, not threatened to do, said she was doing last week. Looking not at China's role here, but at Fauci's and the U.S. government's role. Here's a little bit from her on that, so you can see where they're going, because this was a huge announcement last week. We're looking at COVID's origins, not just from the point of view of, hey, China and the Wuhan lab, but how did it get from UNC Chapel Hill in Fort Detrick to the Wuhan lab? That's the question. And folks, this is all connected. This first half an hour I've done here, it's all connected. This is why they don't want Ed Martin to be the prosecutor over DC, i.e. over Fauci, over the National Institutes of Health, over the NIAID, over all those labs and all of those grants, and over the Pentagon, over all of it. Everyone who was involved in sending the weaponized virus to the Wuhan lab. This is why Tom Tillis has been chosen as the Republican corruptocrat to block Ed Martin, who is investigating all of this. Does this make sense? It all ties together.
But the thing that we are working with Jay Bhattacharya, the new NIH director on, with, as well as Secretary Kennedy, is looking at the gain of function research.
See?
That in the case of the Wuhan lab, as well as many others around, many of these other biolabs around the world, was actually U.S. funded and leads to this dangerous kind of research that, yep, in many examples has resulted in either a pandemic or some other major health
crisis. Here's the key bit there.
Was actually U.S. funded.
They're pulling that thread. Washington is terrified. She's awfully close to the truth. You know where it goes? Right back to Barack Obama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Even with the internet, even with social media, it is amazing how much real news gets blacked out in the United States of America. Folks, if you want to know what's going on with the trade war, you really got to read publications in America, yes, but also outside. Because so much news is blacked out, even in like Fox News. Why? Well, look at everybody from Fox Business to CNBC, CNN Business. Look at the breaks. It's nothing but multinationals. Their news is going to be really whack when it comes to trade stuff. So you should see this today in the Times of Kenya. Headline. You won't see this here. India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. India has sided with the United States President Donald Trump on the trade war with Xi Jinping of China. Reports indicate that Indian Prime Minister Modi is ready to accept all conditions of the U.S. in a trade deal. Trump raised tariffs on most Chinese imports to 145%, citing need to reduce the trade deficit, blah, blah, blah. We know the story. China imposed 125% tariffs. And on we go. Interesting. Now, simple math that the U.S. media will also not tell you 18% of India's exports go where? Here. We're their largest trading partner. We buy 18% of the stuff they make. What about China? 3.85% of what India makes goes to China. But when your largest trading partner, the U.S., is run by people who hate America, you can do whatever you want. And the money still flows to you, and India was. India had actually, like 6 months ago, partnered with China in BRICS in a mutual bid to destroy our currency. Because why not? I mean, we have no respect for ourselves. Our leaders hate us. At least they did under Biden. You could do what you want. You could run around openly declaring war on a country's currency. You might as well declare war on the country. Currency collapses. It'll look largely the same as after a war. And India was. While maintaining great trade relations with us, they were openly at war with our currency. Which is, I mean, folks, that's war. You don't have to bomb a country to destroy it. Think about it this way. Whose currency, whose economy are we openly at war with right now? Iran's. Trump's put sanctions back on. Why? They're the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. That's how you treat a country that's the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. That's how India was treating us. That's how dumb our leaders are. Now, notice what is beginning to happen with India. Look, I don't know how it'll end. Maybe it'll go south. Maybe things will end badly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anybody any better than anyone else. But I know the signs are good. India, under Trump, has gone from, hey, I think I'll partner with Russia and China to take out your currency, suckers. Oh, please buy our stuff. To, you know, tariffs on China are actually a good idea. Yeah, we'll slap a 12% steel tariff on China so they can stop running their steel through India and selling it to us to get around our tariffs. That's a pretty big swing. Hear any of that in the media? Wow, that's a kind of an inspirational story, actually, to even get that far. No, you didn't. You got to read the Kenya Times. Again, headline, India bows to Trump, accepts all trade conditions and tariffs. Okay, now, is that a signed trade deal? No, it is not. We'll see. We'll see if they put pen to paper. But that's a good direction. Again, I'm not forecasting anything. I don't know. But this is the kind of crap that is going on, including with Fox News and Fox Business and the establishment business media in this country. They are not, you're not getting the basic news that you would if you lived in, say, Kenya. It's good. It's really, we should have the upper hand with India. 17.73%. We are their largest export partner. We buy their stuff. Heck, we just got them a deal with them. You know, they're going to be making Apple phones. All of them. Boom, right in their lap. They need to drop China and stop messing around. It looks like they're getting ready to do that. They don't want you to know that because they're still trying to terrify mom and pop into selling their 401k stock, tanking the markets. They're not really getting anywhere, but it's just amazing to see the all the media work together to sort of create this really scary kind of confusion. So, but that's good news, folks. It's happening today. You should know that. Some good signs. And look, India would be smart to do this because there's going to be a lot of stuff we can't affordably make here very well, like Apple phones. Someday we'll be able to if Trump truly unleashes all the energy, and he's done a lot this week toward that. But right now, do we want a $3,200 to $3,700 iPhone? We don't. So we're going to make it in China. We're going to make it in India from now, and that's fine. That's great. We don't want them inside our Apple phones. We don't want any of their crappy, tech theft. We don't want them spying on us. We don't want any of the junk that comes from manufacturing China. Why are we doing it to save a few bucks? We're not. We're moving it to India. That's good. That's smart. I support that. I wish it was here, and someday it might be if we could manage to undo the damage the Democrats did to our energy economy. That day isn't today, so we're going to make it in India for now, and that's okay. And India should pay up for that. They should pay big. They should pay dearly. They should sign every last document we put in front of them just for that. So, folks, ever so slowly, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent begs Wall Street for time and to just shut up with the negativity, every day we crawl an inch further. But we always knew it was going to be like this. We always did. Everything was going to be a fight. You can't just change the new world order into a better world order overnight. You know, a lot of people making a lot of money off a lot of bad decisions going to fight you really hard, and Trump is. Let's jump on the common sense retirement planning text line, 800-905-0989. Texter 8, hey, Tara. Maybe Michelle Obama telling everyone how much she suffers is her way of distancing herself from distancing herself from Barack, setting things up for divorce in the public court. I thought of that. I did. Look, folks, you pull this thread, you do what Tulsi said she's doing last week, you pull that thread, it's going to go back to the Pentagon so fast, your head will spin, it's going to hit Obama after that, and Hunter Biden. When she said that, we're going after the origins of COVID and we're not stopping at Wuhan, we're going back to the U.S. government, there was absolute terror in a lot of quarters of Washington, D.C., and there should have been. This clip tells you everything.
Was actually U.S. funded.
Mm-hmm. That's what's new. Now, we've heard about COVID and the origins for a long time, but we've never pulled that thread. Think about this. I keep telling you this. We still don't know who at the Pentagon authorized the $52 million payment to the Wuhan lab. We don't know. I've never been hauled before Congress. Nobody knows. Who at USAID did that? They put another $52 million in. They're all involved here, folks. And coming up, I'm going to give you just a little preview of what's coming up. The Chinese are back at it. Now, one of the few things I've ever gotten wrong on this show, there aren't many, was when I left. Right after the COVID outbreak, 2020, China said, oh, actually, it came from the U.S. military. We didn't do COVID. No, that was U.S. military. We laughed. I laughed. Oh, come on, these people are crazy. Come on. Transferred COVID. America invented. It was true, wasn't it? It was true. But at the time, it seemed absurd. I mean, we still had a level of trust in our government that absolutely wasn't warranted, but none of us knew it, not on the right, not on the left. And together in one chorus, liberal media, conservative media, we all laughed at China. Oh, come on. The U.S. did the groundwork on COVID, all but made it and sent it over here to us? What? No. They were telling the truth. What is China saying now? I mean, look, they're crazy. They're homicidal. They kill their own people. And they could be lying. Odds are pretty good that they are, except the 70 pages they've just released sure has a lot of documentation, sure has a lot of footnotes. What does it say?
And in it, China says plainly, quote, COVID-19 may have emerged in the U.S. earlier than the U.S. official timeline and earlier than the outbreak in China. Now, maybe that sounds absurd, maybe it doesn't, but what's remarkable is the level of detail China goes into as they lay out their case. They're not just throwing out accusations, they cite U.S. government data, early blood samples, CDC studies, and even animal surveillance reports from the USDA. This isn't a tweet storm, it's 70 pages of footnoted data.
Hold on, I'm sorry. COVID emerged in the U.S. before it emerged in China? Was China just the cover? See, they're not going to tell us this when Biden's in office. Because they partnered with Obama, Biden, and everyone around them to do it. But they'd tell us now when they're facing a trade war, wouldn't they? What do you hear what else China says? And look, folks, I could be lying. I don't know. It's very well documented. It's quite a read. In fact, it's the stuff of nightmares. And they use our own data against us. And they've said stuff like this before. It sounded crazy when it came to COVID and turned out to be 100% accurate. In fact, now very commonly accepted. What are they saying now? The rest of that coming up in the next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.